conversation, depending on how long you've been around or you're going to stick around. Lots of conversation, lots of focus on the issues of the day. My favorite so far is, at least this week, is Martin Bashir, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen at 888-302-3684. Not that I like what he did or said, but it points out what his true colors are and what I've said all along about this guy. The fact that he has pretty much lied and cheated his way to the job that he has, and that people don't see it, or maybe they value that. maybe network television news or network television opinion or whatever you want to call the stuff they do at MSNBC and Fox. If that's, you know, what you're aspiring to, then you're probably pretty good at sort of dodging the truth bullets. So the latest on Mr. Bashir, MSNBC has not indicated if there's going to be any action against him for the disgusting, offensive remarks he made about Sarah Palin. To his credit, he did begin his program yesterday with a two-minute apology. Was it? Yes, no, it wasn't. It was Monday, because today is Wednesday. A lot of people didn't think that was enough, especially when you consider that another MSNBC host, Alec Baldwin, was suspended after he was filmed making a derogatory comment to some of the photographers who were filming him outside of his home in New York. So let's sort of pull this apart. This is not something you're going to see on the front page of your newspaper, but if you are interested in the news talk radio world, this is a hot topic because it does seem to play. And, you know, the folks on the right are happy to come to the aid of Sarah Palin. And they're also happy to take somebody like this apart. And in this circumstance, he sorely deserves whatever mud gets thrown at him. Does that mean you don't forgive and move on? I would be a hypocrite if I didn't tell you that at some point when you do stuff like this, the biggest thing is to forgive. Whether Martin Bashir forgives himself, whether he's smart enough or even in touch enough to do that, and that would require him to look at himself and try to figure out why he was the way. What's he so angry about? Why is he so nasty? Why does he think that this is the way? I mean, you can say that about any number of people that over the years have been just plain nasty when they get at their vitriol about another party, another person. Ann Coulter's a pretty good example of that. And as a matter of fact, she was on with host Steve Malzberg, who also is one. Well, Steve's not one for going off on vitriol. He just sort of drinks the Kool-Aid and what you hear on the, what is he on, Newsmax.
Newsmax.
Yeah, right. Okay. Anyway, so here he is talking to Ann Coulter, who doesn't think that MSNBC ought to have done what it did to Alec Baldwin.
Did you hear what Martin Bashir said about Sarah Palin?
Well, yes, I did.
Okay. And nothing has happened to Martin Bashir. How could, I mean, Alec Baldwin makes another anti-gay slur, and they suspended him for 2 weeks. But I guess, you know, they have more respect for insulting gays than they do for a former vice presidential candidate who's a woman and one of their hosts wishing. I've never heard a host say anything like this. This
no,
doesn't even cross the line. This goes over the cliff.
It's shocking. It's shocking. In fact, I heard someone mention it, and I thought it was just, you know, a hyperbolic joke. And then I went online. Oh, my gosh, he really did say this. And not that your listeners want to hear this, but in defense of Alec Baldwin, I don't think the guy he was talking to, he's a photographer. He's not actually gay. This was just a curse word. It was like using the F word. And frankly, I think a lot of these paparazzi photographers deserve it. It's not something Alec Baldwin said, you know, in a calm moment on television. He has been harassed horribly by photographers and now this stalker. And he's trying to protect his family and he curses. That is what happened.
Yeah, but he cursed, but he then called him the F word, yeah. Derogatory to gays.
No, I know. But when do conservatives care about somebody using a word, especially a word not said, that is said in a moment of anger? He may as well have called him and, you know. Well,
so do you think they should?
Him.
You think they should not have suspended him?
I think they shouldn't have suspended him, and mostly I think conservatives should not join the word police. I mean, I understand the instinct to do so, since any conservative who said it,
right.
it in his sleep.
If it were you, you're hounded by photographers all the time, maybe not to that extent, but if you had said it, you know what would have happened.
That's the only argument for conservatives. We do not believe in the word police.
This business about conservatives and what they use the word for, so misapplied. Ken Kessler is on the Good Day program. He's the monitor of fashion. I found myself actually looking at Instagram yesterday for the first time. I don't even know what brought me there, but I was there. We mostly are trading in Facebook comments, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day Show, email to Doug at DougStefan.com or to Ken at DougStefan.com. So what's the trail when it comes to Bashir on our social media, Kenny?
On our Facebook page, Tim wants to know why MSNBC hasn't fired him yet.
Because they're probably not going to.
Yeah. Norma Sue says, wasn't that free speech?
Uh-huh. Yep. Good for her.
And Robert says, what the media should do is stop covering Sarah Palin. She's an embarrassment and is irrelevant for today's problems. All she ever does is badmouth people anyway.
Well, you know, that's the way it works. The media is a misuse of the term. This is the news media and the talk media. So it's not the media. People keep saying the media is newspaper, it's magazines, it's all kinds of things from the Fifth Estate television. That's a little picky, but that's really when it gets down to it. I find that I'm annoyed when people call it just the general media. It's kind of like using the term conservatives as a catch-all and always trying to apply it to those who are Republicans. I'm not a Republican anymore, but I sure as heck am a conservative when it comes to the true meaning of the word and how it's applied. So anyway, but that's probably not necessarily an important part of this discussion. Martin Bashir and his comments about Sarah Palin, that's what's in the focus now here on Good Day.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Get it started.
I would have said building a website for a dental practice was like pulling teeth. But then I found the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team got us the perfect domain name through GoDaddy and the right web package for our business. We saved $100. Guess who's smiling now?
Let's get it started. Save 50% now on all GoDaddy web packages, including a .com or .net powered by VeriSign at the new OfficeMax Services Center. Valid in-store only. Learn more at OfficeMax.com/services.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And during our holiday sampling event, November 22nd through 27th, come in and taste why Sam's Club is the perfect place to save on delicious holiday entertaining. Sample artisan cheeses, premium meats, plus decadent desserts. Don't miss the holiday taste of Sam's Club, November 22nd through 27th. Sam's Club. Holidays are better when you're in the club.
Not if you've got one of Old Navy's famous frost-free jackets. Just $25 for adults, $19 for kids. This Saturday only. Warm up with frost-free jackets, starting at $19. Plus, take 40% off all outerwear. This Friday and Saturday only. Yeah, it's cold, but these prices are hot. Only at Old Navy. Offer valid on select frost-free jackets this Saturday only in participating stores.
If your family's at the corner of hustle and bustle, you don't have time for a cold to slow you down. So swing by Walgreens for trusted relief of your family's cold and flu symptoms with Tylenol Cold and Children's Tylenol. Sick days are adding up fast, and luckily, Walgreens is just around the corner. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Tylenol Cold Multi-Symptom Tablets, 24 count, or just 2 for $12 with your Balance Rewards card. Offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii. Use as directed.
GEICO presents another helpful message from your conscience.
As your conscience, I want to chat with you about saving money on car insurance by switching to GEICO. People love GEICO. Why do you think they have a 97% customer satisfaction rating? Because great service and saving money is satisfying. More satisfying than taking pens from work. So switch to GEICO. And remember, someone has to order pens for the office. Don't make it harder on them.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
the Doug Steffen Good Day program and our overview of what's going on, the discussion about Martin Bashir and whether or not he ought to be fired for his statements that were really negative, horrible stuff, using words that I would be uncomfortable using, even though they're not against FCC rules and regulations. Not that anybody really understands what the FCC rules and regs are anyway, but I wouldn't carry on a conversation that included words that he used on that program on Friday night. We, in this hour, are able to take the fruits of Kenny's labor as he monitors lots of talk radio programs, news talk radio programs around the country. So we give you this information, or we give you this audio in this hour, so you can better make decisions about what you think your attitude ought to be towards some of these issues. So having said that, here's host Bud Hedinger, who on the air in sort of an outrageous way suggests that it's impossible to believe that MSNBC hasn't fired Bashir for what he said.
Do you know this guy, Martin Bashir? Do you know who I'm talking about if I say Martin Bashir? He used to be an anchor on ABC Nightline when they had a bunch of them late at night on ABC. He's of Pakistani descent. He has a British accent, born and bred in the UK. Ultra-liberal MSNBC afternoon host. It is incredible to me that this man was not fired immediately for what he said on the air aimed at conservative Republican Sarah Palin. How much hatred must there be in this man's heart to have said what he said? But as far as I know, he is still working for NBC. That is its own outrage. I'm sure over the weekend the corporate hammer came down on Martin Bashir, but it hasn't come down hard enough, because the last I heard, he had not been fired. Imagine what would have happened to Bill O'Reilly or Sean Hannity on Fox. Roger Ailes would have fired either one of them on the spot, I guarantee it. As big a moneymakers as they are, Bashir's worthless ratings-wise, worthless. So they should have taken his scalp in a heartbeat. But frankly, the ultra-liberal corporate bigwigs at NBC probably didn't have all that big a problem with what Bashir was suggesting would be appropriate for Sarah Palin.
All right, so that's pretty predictable stuff from a host is pretty predictable. One more piece of this. Howie Carzar is pretty interesting. Michael, let's play a little bit about what he said to one of his callers about Bashir yesterday.
Rehab now? He should, shouldn't he? If he has a disease, he might get to keep his job. And he did mention the S word. Go ahead, Vinny.
To me, it sounds as if an attorney wrote the apology. And yes, I believe he should be fired. He should be sent back to wherever he came from. But I'd like to know your opinion. Do you think an attorney wrote the apology for him?
Maybe an attorney looked it over, Vinny. I think probably he was under a great deal of duress, and he was they probably said, we all hate Sarah Palin, and we all know what she is, and but you just went a little, even by MSNBC's non-standards, you went a little too far. He kept repeating himself. I would assume a lawyer would not have repeated himself like that if he was drawing. That was like, you're right, it was like a brief, know.
Yes, it sounded as if it had a lawyer overview, and it was too perfect in some areas.
All right, so I have the results of yesterday's poll. I'll bring you in a few moments here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program about Martin Bashir.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The main event last night on television, The Voice. This is Matthew Shuler with Jackie Lee. They are mentees of Christina Aguilera on The Voice. Michael Jackson's bad. It's actually not bad. What do you think, Kenny?
Not bad, but it's tough when you do a Michael Jackson song. It's
right. Tough. Tough to be Michael Jackson these days.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there's a reference to last night's television, The Voice, most popular show still on NBC, 25 after the hour. NBC owns MSNBC, and our poll question yesterday was whether or not they ought to, the folks at NBC, fire Mr. Martin Bashir. Let's see what you said. 49% of you said, who's Martin Bashir? There's the relevance of some of this stuff. 38% said, yes, it's outrageous. He hasn't been fired already. Let's see here. 8% of you said, why? What did he do? And 5% said, no, he apologized. Everybody should move on. It does give you, it's an interesting sense. People are not always, we're into this because we talk about it and it's part of our business, but everybody isn't so focused on this. If you're asking a question about Obamacare, or maybe even the mayor of Toronto, because it's been so much of a focus of the late night jokesters, then, you know, maybe even Zimmerman and what's going on with him. But I think people don't really recognize or realize who Martin Bashir is. And why should they, under the circumstances? 888-302-3684. After all, outside of the news talk radio and television business, most people don't know anything about MSNBC. I would tell you that more people know about Fox than know about MSNBC, even though MSNBC has sort of set itself up to be Fox's competitor, as well they ought to have, because there was need. Fox got outrageous attention when it started to really pile on the viewers. And but does that speak to the fact that more people are thinking like the folks who produce the programming on Fox, or more people think like, yeah, it's sort of lopsided, because here we have Obama as president. So if any right-thinking person would examine that and say, oh, wait a minute, how come these shows aren't more popular? Because the president, by the fact that he got elected to be president, is more popular than the people of the other party, right? I mean, is that logical thinking or not? Seems pretty
logical.
Yeah, it does. All right, anyway, speaking of Mr. Zimmerman, here's Bill Handel talking with some of his cast members on his program about the problems now that George Zimmerman has.
George Zimmerman is in jail on no bail, and he was arrested. He was arrested on charges of taking out a shotgun and threatening his girlfriend. Here is the question here, is that She claimed that he did that. He denies it. He said, no, gun was always locked up. We got into a screaming match. She calls the police, and now I'm in jail. And it's her word versus my word. And here you are on a jury, and all you have is her word versus his word. Now, he's going to get nailed because he's George Zimmerman, of course. But what do you do? You know, Rich, Helen of England could fall down the stairs, call the police and say, you did it. You, partner, are arrested. Your bail is $50,000, and you are looking at an assault charge, and you will be convicted.
Yeah. Except it's not the first time that anyone's come forward with an accusation about George Zimmerman.
Has anybody ever come forward prior to that, George Zimmerman, in terms of assault?
He was arrested once before for domestic violence.
Right.
Years ago,
so,
but I think the charges ended up being dropped.
And that we don't know whether that is because of lack of evidence or whatever. By the way, I don't doubt that it happened. I mean, I have no idea.
I think it was a situation where he accused her of attacking him and she accused him of attacking her, and it kind of canceled each other.
All right. Obamacare, let's get to that next.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. It's the 35th anniversary of the debut album from the iconic band Van Halen. Entertainment and technology journalist Mike Etchar talks about this revolutionary hard rock band that set the stage for the rock and heavy metal resurgence of the decades to follow.
So when that first Van Halen album was released, it sounded so different on the radio because it was different. It was recorded at a time when every record that came out was so slick and so overproduced. Bands spent upwards of 6 months, 8 months, 10 months, a year in the studio perfecting albums and basically just taking out a lot of the soul of a record. And so here comes this Van Halen album, and it just sounds raw, and it sounds energetic and muscular. And the reason is because they recorded the record in about 3 weeks and mixed it. Ted Templeman was the producer, and he was going for a super live sound. So there were hardly any overdubs. It just had this great sound, and it's really what the band sounded like live. And their objective, the band's that is, when they went in the studio with Ted, was, hey, we want to sound like we do live. And ironically, what was going on in Los Angeles at that time was the punk movement. And so even though this wasn't a punk record, it had that sort of punk attitude. And that's, again, why this record sounds so awesome when it came out. It's so just of the moment.
That's the self-titled debut album from Van Halen, released 35 years ago. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Good day. Time is 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen on this good day with Ken Kessler, the top stories and conversation of the day, with the, your input when you feel like it, or when we feel like it. When you feel like it and when we feel like it. We put you on the air at 888-302-3684. Comments, the various social media. Before we get to the latest from the Obamacare circles, I think it is of note to bring people up to date on the fate of Casey Kasem. Casey, one of the most famous and one of the most interesting characters in the world of radio over the last four-plus decades. His three children from his first marriage, you may recall, were interested in taking over to take care of him, was the question, or to get his money. Those were the two questions, really. And so his wife, Jean, second wife, won another round in court in the conservatorship battle. I'm looking at the verbiage here. The children would have the right to visit their dad with strings attached. That's the court order. Like each of the three children from his first marriage would have separate visits every third Sunday for an hour, but with a security guard not far away. They could also visit around the holidays. And if Kasem were in the hospital, they'd be notified, not necessarily allowed to visit. This is something that, for those of you who didn't know, he's dealing with late-stage Parkinson's and is dying. His daughter, Liberty, with his current wife, Jean, let's see here. He's got, I think, a son and two daughters in the first marriage, Kenny, if I'm remembering correctly.
That sounds right.
Yeah. All right, so there were demonstrations, remember that, a few weeks ago outside of his home. I always like the way these people who put these stories together, they reference his lavish lifestyle or his lavish home or his gated community. Oh, what the hell difference does that make? And in Los Angeles, or where he lives in Beverly Hills, every house is gated, and they're all sort of lavish in comparison to where most of you or most of us live. So what does that get to do with the story? That's a simpleton's way of describing, and it is. It's a simpleton's way of trying to create some kind of a story around what the real story is, and that's the dysfunction of his first family. I'm getting that. At first, I was on their side till kind of figured when you dig around and see what some of them have said, they're kind of anxious to get a hold of the old man's money. Now, having said that, this seems rather over the top. Why there isn't some discussion where why they can't act as normal adult human beings and work this out like I'm going to court is, I'm not sure I understand that, Kenny. Am I missing something here?
I'm not sure. I think there's a lot that we don't know, but it, you know, both sides have said such wildly different stories. His current wife has said that they were welcome and they wanted instead to visits to take control of him and his money and take him away from her, and they started protesting, and it's just a huge mess, and it's really sad.
It is. You're right about that. 888-302-3684. Just before we get into Obamacare, another story that is brewing behind the scenes. A first-time Republican congressman caught buying drugs as part of a sting into a drug ring in Washington. The arrest of the drug dealer brought around some information, and you know how they do it on television. Can I make a deal with the DA? I got something for you. And what he had was, one of his customers was a congressman. So, just like on TV, they set up a buy, and the congressman's name is Trey Radel, R-A-D-E-L. Well, he walked right into it. He was able to quickly negotiate a deal with prosecutors. They never handcuffed him. They didn't take him to jail. He's due in D.C. Superior Court today on misdemeanor cocaine drug possession charges. Penalty is 180 days in prison, a fine of $1,000. He said, I'm disappointed in myself, and I stand ready to face the consequences. He'll go for treatment. I have a problem. Yada, yada. This guy was a radio and television host in Fort Myers, the Naples area. And so... He's known, and that's how he got, with because of notoriety, got elected to Congress. All right, so that's that story. Let's get back to our focus. This week we haven't spent a whole lot of time on Obamacare, and maybe that's a good sign that things at least are calming down. Not that anything's getting fixed. The president said that his administration underestimated the difficulty of launching the healthcare.gov website, but that political partisanship is to blame for the poor rollout. What a crock of crap. Anyway, there's never, you know, the thing that I am learning in my life, and Mr. Obama and others, both, it isn't just about politics, about people that grow up and become adults. You got to face the consequences of what you've done. You need to own up. Putting the blame on anybody is childish, it's immature, and isn't worthy of a president. At least, I don't think it is. No matter who, and George Bush always liked to focus on the blame, too. But I hear this guy doing it more. Am I too sensitive to this, Kenny? Or is it just, and I don't want it to be just me. I feel that, and you hear plenty of it on both sides of blame, and there's always this statement, there's plenty of blame to go around. Blame doesn't do anything. It doesn't fix the problem. So why play that game and act as child? You just look at the expression on his face. He looks like a kid's about to start to cry.
All of them, not to take anything away from what you said about the president, but all of them have gotten into this pattern.
Yeah.
I haven't followed politics for a very long time, but the last decade or so, and this is the first time I remember seeing when a president came into office that the opposition announced publicly that they were going to do everything they could to vote against anything he proposed.
Yeah.
They may have felt that way. They may have believed that. They may have said it behind closed doors. But I don't remember a public announcement. And they've both been, both sides have been just so childish.
Yeah.
The back and forth, it's ridiculous. They're like in kindergarten.
Yeah, and nothing gets done. So here, Mr. President, stop with the blame and fix the problem, and don't try to deflect it. You did a miserable job, horrible job.
Just take responsibility.
Fix it. Shut up and fix it. 888 and go to therapy. 888-302-3684. Here's talk host Vicki McKenna with media analyst Tim Graham about the way the news media has covered the problems here with the Affordable Care Act.
This failure could not have been, I mean, it was like we had more than the magic eight ball. It's like we had the Oracle. to look into, and the media has not even, you know, begun to give credit to the critics who had been warning, you know, that this was going to be a failure from the get-go.
There was some reporting. Two of the three networks this morning reported that that they had gotten this report in April from McKinsey, the consultant.
Yeah, that the website wouldn't work. April.
They told them it was going to be a disaster. And this is that's where, and of course, who didn't cover that this morning? NBC, because there that stands for News Barack Clears.
Yeah. But still, even the story about, well, it's in April of 2013. People were predicting a disaster on this website. The dev guys were coming out and saying, look, this doesn't seem to be going that well. And I'm not sure if it was April of 2013 or May of 2013, but there was advance warning that this website probably wasn't ready for prime time. But nobody wanted to talk about it. They didn't want to talk about the obvious that it's not possible if you like your health care plan, you can keep it. You know, we've been talking about that's obviously a lie since 2010. Now suddenly they've discovered, oh my goodness, these things don't seem to be working. You know, I guess I'm you know, they're dumb. If you cannot have seen the problems on the horizon here, and yet they seem to be behaving to be completely surprised.
Well, I think that's the problem here. Is I think that even the Democrats realize they were not surprised. They were not uninformed.
No, just the media was.
Okay.
But not the... The Democrats were... They were. I mean, Kay Hagan, Kirsten Gillibrand, they're like, hey, we knew this was happening.
Well, and look, I mean, in that case, then they certainly should have shared it with their media friends. And so maybe... You're right that the media knew about this as well.
I don't know if they knew Tim or not, but, I mean, you and
they
I...
They were too busy covering, you know, Kim Kardashian pregnancy.
Or the Casey Anthony case, or, you know, obsessing over George Zimmerman.
George Zimmerman, yeah.
But my point is, you and I could sit down and just predict this. Because common sense, you know, tells you... There's something wrong here. All of the analysis that was done by Heritage Action, Heritage Foundation, the Cato Institute, the Hoover Institute, even Brookings, you know, we're saying, look, this law is not going to do what everybody's, it can't possibly produce, you know, magic pixie dust and ponies. The media refused to give any credence whatsoever to the critics, not one bit. And I honestly think some of them are totally shocked. Shocked, I say, that nothing's working out the way it's supposed to work out.
All right, so there's Vicky doing her usual stand-up routine. And she refers to it as the media. It is not the media, Vicky. It is the news media. Meanwhile, the president continues to defend his signature legislation, saying the model is surely one that will succeed. Really? Huh. 888-302-3684, who thinks that that is a-okay or it makes good sense. Another excerpt from a talk radio program that we monitor regarding some of the things that insurance companies are being forced to cover as part of the Affordable Health Care Act when we continue on here in a moment or two on Good Day.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free DVD titled World War II Remembered. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best.
real value for the money, and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
Dove Men Plus Care surveyed men across the U.S. about their underarms and discovered irritation is top of mind. From uncomfortable bumps to rashes, underarm irritation is a concern for more than 7 out of 10 men who admit considering it while on a date, a job interview, or during an important meeting. Countless others believe underarm irritation would negatively impact their life experiences, and many would make sacrifices to prevent it. From changing their clothes to going without deodorant, new Dove Men Plus Care Cool Silver Deodorant and Antiperspirant provides long-lasting protection in a non-irritating formula that is tough on sweat, not on skin. That's something that U.S. men are looking for. In fact, 95% believe comfort is an important consideration in choosing their antiperspirant or deodorant. And we agree. Now, 100% of men can seek superior care and comfort from irritation thanks to Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirants and deodorants. Visit DoveMenCare.com. That's DoveMenCare.com.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No-Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No-Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No-Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to Walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program focused on Obamacare. And here's radio host Garland Robinette with medical analyst Dr. Patrick O'Neill from the Tulane School of Medicine in Louisiana. And they talked together about some of the things that the insurance companies are being forced to do as part of the new Health Care Act.
The latest revelation, or at least revelation that I've seen, perhaps it's old news, but it's the first time I've seen it. Health insurance companies must cover mental illness and substance abuse just as they cover physical diseases. Is this correct? Is this a done deal, or is this still being debated?
Well, you said you might have missed it before. It actually, the first parity law passed in 1999. This law actually passed in 2008. It had an interim rule put in place in 2010, and this is the final rule. The final rule kind of clarifies some significant issues with it. Interestingly, this is tied to the gun violence issue out of the White House. The only reason they took this on right now is this is one of the few things they could get through the Congress. Since the gun control stuff was a no-starter, they went this route. But at least they got it done.
If you don't mind, let me go some of the details of a couple of stories I've pulled up over the last couple of days. And you're right, I've forgotten all about it. This law was initially signed in by President Bush,
right.
So it's not that new.
But, no.
But now they've decided Obamacare will also carry that law, right?
Right, exactly. A couple months ago, they were making a big deal. People might have missed this. They were talking about the 10 essential benefits. And anyway, one of the 10 essential benefits was mental health coverage in parity with other health care issues. Other essential benefits for things like preventative care, birth control, things like that.
All right. So anyway, there are things that are part of this. This is going to be a discovery process that will last for a long time. By the way, 30% of the back-end payment system still needs to be developed, according to the IT chiefs, when they focus on the healthcare website.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Get to the alphabet, shall we? 53 and change at the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Ken Kessler, monitoring what's going on in conversation and in the news and within the guidelines or the four walls of our program here. Let's get to the alphabet. The NSA, first of all, before we get to the NFL, NSA continuing to be under scrutiny. It seems that nobody can get into this. Nobody seems to be able to slow down this train. So Rand Paul is trying to work on some legislation to limit their power. Here he is talking to radio host Leland Conway.
Glad to see that you and I believe it's Ron Wyden from Oregon, the Democrat, are working on trying to get something done on limiting the NSA spying in Washington.
Yeah, I really think that we shouldn't have one warrant written that applies to hundreds or millions of Americans. You know, so they're writing one warrant and saying to Verizon, we want to look at all your phone calls. The Fourth Amendment was intended that you would specify a person. You would say, we think you have committed a crime, and this is what we want from you. But it never was intended just to be this apparatus for the bulk collection of data on every American. So we have a bill that would correct that. And, in fact, part of that bill I'm going to introduce as an amendment this week to the Defense Authorization Bill. And my amendment will say that when there's a question of constitutionality of whether the Fourth Amendment applies, it cannot be decided in secret by the FISA court. It has to go into a public court for constitutional questions. And so we're going to give an avenue for people to appeal to an appellate court and ultimately to the Supreme Court.
I think that would be great, although I think you're going to get a lot of opposition from people who say national security. It's become the mantra now to try to stop anything that provides more power and individuality back to the individual.
Well, I personally think that you can capture terrorists by naming alleged suspects the way we've always done for criminal suspects. And so if you have a person who you've been tipped off by Russian intelligence, say these Chechen kids that became the marathon bombers, if you're tipped off, you get a warrant and you search their phone. I'm not against that. And if they called 100 people and there's suspicion for them, you ask a judge and you tap 100 more phones. But you have to have a link. You have to have some kind of probable cause that somebody is involved with terrorism or a crime, because I think in America we want our privacy protected and we don't want everybody's phone calls being monitored.
All right, so Rand Paul on the NSA. Now to the NFL. Matt Lauer talked to former quarterback Brett Favre. That's the way you pronounce his name, right? Favre.
Apparently, he's starting to experience some of the problems that have been discussed regarding football, helmets, concussions, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, dementia, all those things. The NFL set $75 million aside to help the families of people. Now, here's a guy that everybody knows. So here's his story, at least as far as he's willing to talk about it to this point.
The former quarterback is legendary for his toughness on the field, starting 297 consecutive regular season games. But another statistic may have more impact on his legacy. Over the course of his 20-year career, he was sacked 525 times, and he suffered countless other major hits. As the league and its fans debate the issue of concussions, Brett Favre is sharing his personal story.
To me, the wake-up call was Deanna and I were talking recently, and she was talking about Brealey, our youngest, playing soccer. I don't remember playing soccer. She played right over here.
And so since that realization, have there been other incidents?
I've talked to several doctors, asking them about symptoms, and one of them is not being able to finish a sentence or not remembering a word, a specific word. And I've noticed that lately, if there's any symptom at all, that one being the one that shows the most.
And in your mind, because you seem like a pretty analytical person, you have no doubt that this is a result of all those hits?
I can't say for certain, Matt. I mean, I would assume so, and I think most people would assume, but I got to believe that after 20 years, and if you go back, I played 4 years in college and played every game, and then high school, the toll has got to be pretty high.
These days, Brett Favre can be found here on the football field at Oak Grove High School in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. He's the offensive coordinator, working for free alongside head coach Neville Barr.
It's impossible to sit here with you, Brett, and not think, okay, here he is. He's come to the realization that all those hits have taken a dramatic toll on him, and yet he's coaching these high schoolers.
And talking to them about hitting and being tough.
And getting back up.
Right.
And the fact of the matter is 99.9% of the kids you're coaching are never going to make a dime playing football. They're not going to make pro football.
You're right. You're right.
So what do you say to them? Why is it worth it?
I think football, first of all, it does teach toughness, but it's not all about toughness. Collectively in football, you have to rely on each other.
I find it unbelievable that parents allow their children, when they know what's going on, to play this sport. It blows my mind. 59 after the hour, food for thought as usual on the Good Day program.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.